you're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
I want winners.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score. On the line is the host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports betting insider Nick Costos. Insider calls are brought to you by BetMGM. Go ahead, check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. Also, be sure to listen to the You Better You Bet podcast for more analysis. Just search You Better You Bet wherever you get your podcast. And Nick joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire. Check them out at Aturo.com. Nick, good morning. How are you?
What's going on, guys? How are we doing today?
Doing well. All right. We have the Bears in the midst of preparing for a big game against the Panthers. Big game here, Nick. But we have Thursday Night Football first to consider. What are you expecting from Bucks Falcons tonight?
I got a couple prop bets here that I really like for the game. If I had to bet the game, I would lay Atlanta, like lay the 1.5 with the Falcons. But I don't have to do that. So I do have some prop thoughts that I like, and I hope Dustin has his pen out because I think we actually have like a good anytime touchdown opportunity in this game at BetMGM. So we'll do that first. So at BetMGM right now, if you guys click on Buccaneers Falcons and go to the touchdown scorers tab, Trey Palmer and Jalen McMillan are Tampa's like number three and number four receivers. Todd Bowles, Buccaneers head coach, said both are out. Like neither one's going to play in tonight's game. So that would mean former Giant Sterling Shepard will be the number three receiver for Tampa behind Mike Evans and Chris Godwin. And Trey Palmer is still priced in this market, meaning that once he's officially declared out, even though the coach said he was out, the Sterling Shepard price is going to move, currently plus 500. Not a guarantee that he scores. I think it's a bet worth making. And then two yardage props for tonight. I like both backup running backs in the game. So for Tampa, that's Bucky Irving. And for Atlanta, that's Tyler Algier. Bijan Robinson's off the injury report, but he's still nursing this injured shoulder. Algier's cutting into his workload. And Bucky Irving is better than Rashad White. So I like both overs on the backup running backs in the game. Bucky Irving over rushing yards for Tampa, and Tyler Algier over rushing yards for the Atlanta Falcons.
What do you think of the game in London? Is that one you're looking forward to, or do you care?
Well, I care about all the games. Yes. And, you know, I hate to say this because, you know, I have a 5-month-old daughter. I love her very much. And I feel like I need to apologize to her because I like the Jets in this game against the Minnesota Vikings. And it feels terrible to say that out loud, but I do like the Jets in the game. Now, the number at BetMGM is 2.5, and we have seen this almost hit 3 for Vikings-Jets. 3 would be the buy point if you agree with me and you like the Jets in the game. I feel like this is selling high on Minnesota with Sam Darnold and the Vikings at the top of the market, and we are buying way low on the Jets after the terrible effort against Denver last week. So I do like the Jets. I would like to get plus 3 in order to make the bet.
We know what you think of Matt Eberflus. We know what you think of sometimes the way the Bears are coached and put together. But what do you think about any opportunities this weekend when the Bears play the Panthers?
Yeah, I like the over. And I think Caleb Williams is starting to play better now. And I don't need to tell you guys this, right? But he's missing on way too many passes down the field where, like, guys are open in the end zone. Guys are open down the field. Caleb overthrows them. I think that as Caleb continues to settle in here, like, not every rookie quarterback is Jaden Daniels or C.J. Stroud. I think Caleb's going to be just fine. The weapons are really good, obviously. And I think Carolina is going to be the worst defense they've played. So I'm expecting the Bears to have some offensive success this weekend. I like Rome Odunze this weekend, DJ Moore in a revenge game. And on the flip side, I do like this Bears defense. The Bears have an above-average defense for sure. Maybe a top-10 defense when it's all said and done. But Carolina's offense is moving the ball right now. Revenge game for Andy Dalton. Hashtag QB1 from back in the day in Chicago. So I do think Carolina can score as well. Let's go over, guys. Any number that's below 44, 43.5, 43, over with the Bears and the Panthers on Sunday.
Do you like any, well, you like every game, but the college slate this weekend isn't It's not like last week. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. So how about I'll give you one here locally for you guys, and I'm trying to get my screen to load here just so I give you the right point spread with the Northwestern Indiana game, where Indiana and like my screen keeps crashing here. I'm guessing it's like Indiana, like around like a 2-touchdown favorite. I'd like to sell Indiana, and Indiana's been awesome with Kurt Cignetti. They've been great. Now ranked like a national story. Indiana is. I like to sell teams at this point. I'll take the points with Northwestern coming up this weekend.
How about baseball? Nick, you got any thoughts on Yankees Royals?
I got thoughts on basically everything going on in baseball. I'm a little concerned about the Mets tonight. If you're going to be a team of destiny, which I thought they might be, you kind of have to sweep the wild card series and not like get bulldozed in the eighth inning like they did last night. I'll bet the Mets tonight against the Milwaukee Brewers, and we'll see how that goes. As far as the other three series, everybody is going to bet the Padres to beat the Dodgers. And I think everybody's right. The Dodgers have horrible starting pitching. Like, if the Dodgers win the series, I will bet against them. Whoever makes it to the NLCS to play them. So Padres series is a bet for me against the Dodgers. I actually think the Tigers should be a small favorite over the Guardians. I think all the non-Tariq Skubal, who's going to win AL Cy Young, all of his non-starts are like 50-50 coin flips. And the games that he does start, I think the Tigers have a huge advantage. So I'll bet the Tigers at plus money against the Cleveland Guardians to advance to the ALCS. And like, the Yankees should win this. The Yankees are better than the Royals. I'm a Yankee fan. The thing that worries me, Kansas City starting pitching is definitely better than the Yankees. So like gun to my head, like have to save like my family's life, I would take the Yankees. But with betting, you have to take price into the equation. I would never lay that price with the Yankees. And if you're looking to bet this series, honestly, I think there is value betting Kansas City because the Royals have the better starting rotation and the Yankees bats. What have we seen in the last 15 years? Why they haven't won a World Series? They always go cold in October and make me want to slam my head into the wall.
You're the best, Nick. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Nick.
Wishing you guys minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck. Let's go Caleb on Sunday. Let's go Yankees on Saturday.
That was the host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Costos. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app.
He's just like you, picking the Padres. You and Nick, kindred spirits.
Why are you always picking
them? They're your team.
Why are you always picking against me?
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.